This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can join us, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Or Emily Vincent.
And so big day here in Keene, Vincent, the new Vietnamese restaurant that has made international headlines in recent months, which is has the wonderful name of Pho Keene Great. That's actually the name of the restaurant because it's Pho Noodles, and it's in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's great. They opened their doors today for the first time after, you know, like I said, international press coverage that generated toward the very end of 2018, like right at the very end, post-Christmas, and blew up huge with people all over the world hearing about this restaurant and the controversy, which really the controversy was from what the city of Keene did, where the city manager, whose name is Elizabeth Dragon, she attacked the restaurant, which is trying to rent the city's space that is right next to City Hall here in downtown Keene, and had been renting it for several months before the city manager decided to call her on Christmas Eve and tell her she thought the name of the business was offensive. And
to whom? Offensive to whom?
Wasn't clear. Potentially, it could have been offensive to somebody who was a, you know, humorless hack. But
or, you know, Vietnam vets, you don't want to trigger a flashback.
Ultimately, the city failed in its efforts to intimidate the restaurateurs, and they stood strong for their freedom to call their restaurant whatever they wanted. And they got a bunch of press coverage. I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of free publicity that they were given by various different media that had reported on this. But, I mean, they were being talked about on, like, late-night television talk shows.
Oh, really? Any of the big-name ones?
Some name. I don't know what the dude's name was. I mean, I don't pay attention to these shows.
I think the biggest place I saw it on was Fox News. It was like they did a whole – it was like a VOSAT pretty much with just text. It was – oh, I was surprised.
What's a VOSAT?
Well, it's like a voiceover sound on tape, but instead of it being a voiceover, it was just text. So I guess, you know, they were too cheap to hire someone to do the voice for it. But yeah, it was like a web story on Fox, and they like took the time to do graphics for it and make a little video presentation and everything. So it did get pretty big up there.
So yeah, it went all over the place, and the city of Keene, after about 3 weeks, backed down, and they approved the Keene Great sign that was put up, you know, victoriously placed upon the building, and their grand opening was put off by an extra week. They still had some, you know, permitting issues and such, because there's a bunch of, you know, government obedience that goes into opening up a restaurant, unfortunately. And finally opened their doors this afternoon. I was there. Matt was there also, who sometimes appears with us on the after show. I don't know if they'll be joining us tonight, but we will be doing an after show tonight, Twitch only, 10 p.m. Eastern time. You can view that at twitch.lrn.fm. And, you know, Matt and I went in there, and there was probably about 25 people. We were about 20 people back in line when we got in line that were waiting to get in today, and they opened up the doors, and, you know, there was applause, and folks went in, and there was probably at least a dozen staff members that were on hand there, and the food was good. So if you get up to Keene, New Hampshire, you definitely want to check out Pho Keene Great. It's right there in downtown Keene in Central Square. And you can, and of course, merchandise was available right there at the front. Our own Chris Reitman from Thursday Nights was sitting there at the merch table selling T-shirts and stuff like that. And if you wanted to grab the Pho Keene Great T-shirt and hat and all that stuff, it's over at the Route 101 gift store at Route101Gifts.com. You can order them online. We've had people ordering them from as far away as Afghanistan and even Australia, as a matter of fact. So we got stuff to talk about here tonight that's still in the news, because it's not it's not really international news when a restaurant opens its doors normally, but in this particular case, it's a follow-up that that many of you probably were interested in, hopefully. So, you've got a story, Vincent, about Facebook Plus. Marijuana sales are on mostly, according to the story over at BostonGlobe.com, most marijuana sales in Massachusetts are on the black market, even though it's now legal to go to physical locations and purchase it. But you wanted to talk about, I guess, an attack on Facebook. Now, by no means am I a fan of Facebook, but it sounds like they may need some defending in this particular case. What's going on, Vincent?
Well, so I saw it on Drudge recently. I don't have it in front of me, but it's what got my attention to it is normally, like, I don't doubt it was Elizabeth Warren saying that antitrust needs to be used against some of these big tech companies like Amazon and Google. Mm-hmm. And normally I'm like, oh, you know, just same old state is trying to get something banned. But what I found interesting about this one is it's what a lot of alt-right people, including Alex Jones and Chris Cantwell, are calling for, antitrust to be used to take down Facebook and Google.
Yeah, I remember when Cantwell had brought that up, because we had an interview with him a little while back, and in fact he's going to be on with Aria DiMezzo on a very special She-Male versus Nazi episode of it's not going to be Free Talk Live, it's just going to be Aria's show with Chris. It's going to air exclusively on Twitch, at least until Twitch takes it down. But yeah, Cantwell at one time, and I actually had gotten into a long discussion about this where he wanted to see the government regulate social media. And I said, you know, Chris, you sound a lot like the communists that you purport to hate. And now you're saying that indeed, here's Elizabeth Warren coming out with basically the Chris Cantwell position.
So Elizabeth Warren supports, I guess, the I shouldn't say supports, but yeah, has common goals with the crying Nazi. I thought that was one of the
politics that makes for strange bedfellows, as they say.
So it's here. This is from NBCNews.com. It's titled, Elizabeth Warren Calls to Break Up Facebook, Google, and Amazon. Warren has been part of a growing group of Democrats calling for greater regulation and antitrust enforcement of major tech companies. Even though, I mean, you know, most, which what I find strange about her saying this is that most of these companies are, you know, like, or at least via people working and running it, are on most likely her supporters, or at least would support. There's a huge bias for Clinton at Google and everything, so this is curious. So
yeah, it does seem like people on the left are more likely to be in the technical or IT kind of fields. It does seem like that.
Well, especially since Silicon Valley's in California.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good point.
So Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts on Friday called for the government to break up Facebook, Google, and Amazon, offering a plan to recategorize the companies and reverse some major tech acquisitions. Warren, who is running for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020, has been a part of a growing faction within the party that has called for greater regulation and antitrust enforcement of major tech companies. 25 years ago, Facebook, Google, and Amazon didn't exist. Now they are among the most valuable and well-known companies in the world, Warren wrote in a post on the blogging platform Medium. It's a great story, but also one that highlights why the government must break up monopolies and promote competitive markets.
Okay, so where's the monopoly? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think when they say monopoly, it's not like Google is going around buying up Yahoo or DuckDuckGo. I think it's just like, it's when... I'm not sure if it's just me guessing what they're saying, because they never elaborate what they mean by the monopoly, either on the left nor the right. I think it's just because most people use these services. I mean, you know, YouTube used to be an independent company, and then it got bought up by Google. Now there's nothing can compete, not Brighteon or BitChute or anything. So I think that's what they mean.
Well, they're wrong, because, you know, the word monopoly has a very specific definition. And a monopoly is basically something that exists without any kind of competition, usually enforced by a government.
Which is why they put virtual monopoly, right?
Oh, did she use the term virtual monopoly?
No, I'm just saying in general, a lot of the times when they're confronted by that argument, they say it's a virtual monopoly. That, like,
yeah, but most of the time they don't do that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, but that's a response, right? Because, you know, they say it's a virtual monopoly.
That means
because
it's not a monopoly, right? Yeah, if you put the word virtual in front of it, that basically says it's not a monopoly.
Well, one could say it's a form of equivocation, but I think what they mean by that virtue means that there are alternatives, but none of them can compete. Well, that Google's like always going to be the top dog. I mean, that's what they're saying. I'm just
putting... Let's talk about that, because, you know, at all the times in history where there's been a top dog hasn't stayed the top dog forever. It's just not... It doesn't happen like
usually
that.
Because of a government or another one.
There's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Breakup Facebook? What?
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. The number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The only problem today at the grand opening of the new Fa Keen Great restaurant here in Keene, New Hampshire, was that they don't take cryptocurrency yet. And the funny thing was, I could have bought a T-shirt from Chris Reitman, who was standing at the entrance with cryptocurrency. So the gear is available for crypto, but the food itself, not yet. But you, if you run a business, you've got a brick-and-mortar place where people come in and buy stuff or buy your services, you can easily get started with cryptocurrency acceptance over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's where you can go. It's the folks over at AnyPay, who we've talked a lot about here on Free Talk Live. They've got a great system that makes it super easy. If you've got a tablet at your cash register, you're pretty much almost done. You get started over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and within moments, you'll be accepting Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and others. It's up to you which ones you want to take. And, of course, there's no fees to accept cryptocurrency through AnyPay. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're starting out with a story. Elizabeth Warren, who I guess she's running, she's one of the ones running for president, right?
Yes, on the Democrat ticket.
Calling to basically break up Facebook, Google, Amazon. These are three of the names that she actually named.
Yeah, those are in the headline, and yeah, that's the one she named.
And was it she who called them monopolies? Because the word monopoly was brought up here, and these companies were targeted with that word.
Yeah, she said. Well, I mean, she didn't like she just said they need to break up monopolies. So she didn't call anyone by name monopoly, but she mentioned it in the same paragraph. So.
She's suggesting that the three of those companies are monopolies.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is not true in any way, shape, or form. They are all subject to competition. There's no doubt that Amazon is a huge company. There's no doubt Google is a huge company. Facebook is a huge company. These are definitely three of the biggest companies in the world, if not certainly the tech world. But that doesn't necessarily it doesn't mean they're a monopoly. Monopoly is a single operating entity that is usually enforced, its monopoly is enforced by the government. Meaning, so like a good example of this is in most places, the power company. You have one company from which you can choose. There is no choice when it comes to power companies. Yeah, you could try to go off the grid, maybe get some solar panels or hook up a bicycle to a generator or something like that. So, I mean, there are alternatives, but as far as power companies are concerned, they're usually granted a geographically based monopoly by the local government.
Well, I mean, living in the area I lived in, which had a high number of socialists, and I've come to figure out that when a socialist calls a company a monopoly, it doesn't necessarily mean like the dictionary definition of it. It means any company that's making a lot of money and that they want to shut down, and that they want to shut down specifically.
Well, they don't necessarily want to shut it down. They just want to get more money out of it. They want to regulate it.
Well, when I say shut it down, I mean shut down the way it's, you know, the way it's working.
The way it's currently operating.
Yeah, yeah. So that when they want to, or I should say go after it. When they want to go after it, they call it a monopoly just because people aren't smart enough to think, geez, is this actually a monopoly? And they just go and say, oh, these people have more money than me, envy, and then take it down.
They didn't care or even know about ride sharing until Uber got big. You know, if it was just a few people riding around with, you know, their own cars doing ride sharing, they would never have cared or noticed it for the most part. But once it becomes a threat to the status quo, well, then all of a sudden the government acts like they're very concerned and they need to get involved and we need regulations. It's safety. It's about the consumer. It's about the children.
I understand when you talk about in the case of Uber or what they call disruptive technologies, but in this instance, I don't think
Amazon's a disruptive technology.
Well, but all these companies work very closely with the U.S. government.
Sure they do.
And so I don't think in this case, like, it is just my personal thing. It's like for up until now, it's mainly been people on the right who've been censored who are calling for all these companies to be shut down. I think this is the first major leftist figure I've seen. So part of me thinks a lot it's rhetoric because, you know, the government likes Facebook a lot. They like Google a lot because they could track, you know, they could track what people are doing. And they like Amazon because they do. I think the government might be one of Amazon's biggest customers because all the cloud computing that Amazon's doing. I think Amazon, they get subsidized per package. So they have a very good relationship with the government. Which makes me think this is just rhetoric on her part.
Yeah, well, that's a great point because it probably is, given she's running for office, right? So when politicians run for office, they make all kinds of big promises. Many of them they must know they have no chance of actually making that happen, right? So she can say whatever she wants about how bad she wants to break up these companies, but she knows how dug in they are with the government and that she'll never have a chance of doing it. So it's totally safe for her to make those promises, right?
Oh, especially now that the Democrat sphere is saturated with socialists, that they have to, like with someone like AOC, Elizabeth Warren isn't, you know, edgy or hip anymore. So I think we're going to see a lot of these socialists and Democrats try and outdo each other of who hates capitalism more, who wants to give more free stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is,
Well, arguably that's a good thing, right, if they do that? Because then people will push back against it, hopefully?
Well, that's the thing, hopefully. I mean, it might be a good thing just to point and laugh and say, wow, this person wants to give everyone literally free money, or they want to destroy any companies. But then once one of these people gets in office or gets elected, because I have zero doubt that there's, you know, majority of people will support just getting free stuff or just any sort of the envy mentality or anything. I mean, I've totally lost hope for the country.
So you don't think Trump can win a second term?
I mean, if he does win a second term, I've underestimated the gullibility of his hardcore supporters. But no, I mean, I think at the current way he's going now, I mean, it's like he's acting like Jeb Bush would have, right? It's like it's what I could have imagined from a Jeb Bush presidency. So yeah, I don't think Trump. I think there's a good chance that he won't get reelected in 2020.
If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what more does Warren or whoever have to say on the subject of breaking up these big tech companies?
Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts on... Okay, read that all right. Warren's call also comes as the Democrats have begun to plan for an increased oversight of tech companies after taking control of a House. On Wednesday, House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation to establish strong net neutrality protections that would look...
Oh, they're trying to bring it back?
It appears so. That would look to prevent major service providers from using their power to manipulate how users experience the Internet.
Has anybody had a different experience of the Internet since they rolled back on this net neutrality stuff? Remember when Trump rolled that, the FCC rolled it back under Trump?
Yeah, via Ajit Pai, and he like had a video explaining it. Yeah, I remember when net neutrality was a big thing, and it was like... It was so deceptively marketed towards people. And, like, I remember I supported it at one point, and then I realized, because it's like, oh, these big companies. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, you know, this is giving power over to the government, which I'm also not comfortable
even
with. So
worse.
It's like, you know, heads they win, tails you lose. Right. You know, Alien versus Predator.
Whoever wins, we lose. That is absolutely the case. And if you want to jump in here, we also have the Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm and 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Oh, it gets into her plans, too, here. She has she's come up with specifics. Few Democrats, however, have actively called to break up tech companies, as Warren did on Friday. Warren said in her post that the consumer experience of most Internet users is dominated by Facebook, Google, and Amazon, which can then, quote, use the Internet to squash
they earned it. Those companies earned it. I mean, as much as I dislike Facebook, the fact is they got where they are by providing people something they wanted. Now, arguably, they've crippled the services that they once provided in order to try to make more money. But anyway, there's more coming up here on the potential breakup of Facebook coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's hard to believe the tornado damage in Lee County, Alabama. Trump got an aerial view of the destruction by a helicopter shortly after Air Force One touched down at Fort Benning, Georgia. Meanwhile, the first funerals are being held today for nearly two dozen people who were killed by Sunday's powerful twister. 23 Republicans voted against an anti-hate resolution that did end up passing, though, in the House of Representatives. One of those Republicans was Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. He joins Fox News and explains why he voted against the bill.
We didn't address it. We just in generally said, basically we were against hate, except maybe not the kind of hate of a Democrat that hated Republicans and tried to kill a number of them, shot Steve Scalise, the violence against Trump supporters.
U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson has decided to resign, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here and join us to bring up whatever it is that you want to discuss. We're talking about the false claims about monopolies of Google and Facebook and Amazon. This Elizabeth Warren siding with Nazi Chris Cantwell here in this case, saying she wants the government to regulate these companies.
Well, now, Ian, let's not use hyperbole. Neo-Nazi. Because he's not a member.
Because he's a newer Nazi?
Well, no, because he's not a member of a German Workers' Party of however you want to pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
So we got to be, you know,
neo-Nazi.
Consistent. You don't want anyone to accuse you of being hyperbolic here.
So, anyway, she says she wants to regulate these big tech companies and claims their monopolies, which is obviously false on its face, but that's what appeals to people. They, you know, nobody likes a big company. And I can understand where people are coming from. I mean, big companies suck in a lot of ways.
Oh, especially these ones with all the censorship going on.
Like on Facebook?
Yeah, and the data mining, data selling, changing search results to benefit one party over another, banning, like, you know, only applying your rules to one, you know, one political spectrum versus while letting the other one give death threats and such. And well, that's Twitter. She didn't mention Twitter. But anyway, either way, so I'm sure on Facebook it's the same thing.
So you got the story from, where was it?
This is from NBCNews.com. Okay. I know, just such a radical place here. Warren said in her post that consumer experience of most internet users is dominated by Facebook, Google, and Amazon, which can then, quote, use the internet to quash small businesses and innovation and substitute their own financial interests.
She posted on her Facebook page. I don't know where she posted. Was it Twitter?
It's a post.
She's got a blog or something like that. Just curious. It's not that important.
In a blogging platform Medium.
Ah, okay.
Which I don't know. It could be possible.
Oh, Medium.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Do one of those companies that you mentioned own it?
No, I don't know anything about who owns Medium.
There's good stuff on there. I like the platform.
Yeah, I've seen some good stuff on there.
Warren, that's. Lost my place. Use the internet to quash small businesses and innovation and substitute for own financial interests for the broader interests of the American people. Warren's plan calls for legislation that would feature a new business category for companies with more than $25 billion of global revenue that also, quote, offer to the public an online marketplace, an exchange, or a platform for connecting third parties. These companies would be called, quote, platform utilities.
That's exactly
what Jones and I can't speak for Cantwell, but yeah, that's what I think that's what Cantwell says too. But
make them into a utility.
Yeah, yeah. So they can't discriminate who's on or not.
It's disgusting. I mean, when I tried to talk to Chris Cantwell about this, you know, because he used to be a libertarian. As longtime listeners of this show know who Chris Cantwell is, he used to be a co-host here on Free Talk Live. He used to be a libertarian. He was a crass comedian libertarian, and he still is pretty crass. But now he's a literal Nazi, and he's butthurt because these companies, he sees them as being run by leftists, and he wants them regulated so his posts are not censored on these platforms. And I tried to explain to him, you know, Chris, don't you remember when, you know, the answer was clearly let the market handle this? If you don't like the way a company is doing business, don't put your content there. Go somewhere else. There are other options. I mean, you suggested that they can't compete, Vincent, but that's not true.
Well, I didn't suggest that. Well, actually,
did earlier.
Well, I'm saying what they think, but I suppose I also do agree that it's once you have like so many people, people are born with YouTubers, YouTube kids, right? Mm-hmm. You have some children born at like ages as young as 2 have a tablet. And I'm even hearing about, like, videos for babies on YouTube. So when you have all these companies with children, it's going to be like a Weyland Yutani situation.
the fictional company from the Alien movies. Anyway, the suggestion that these companies can't, or the smaller companies can't compete, is just not true. There are other options out there. You don't have to buy things on Amazon. There are plenty of other dealers online that will sell you things.
Telegram is, like, way better than Messenger.
As far as Facebook Messenger is concerned,
and it's becoming more mainstream too. Telegram, I've been seeing a lot more different diverse group Telegram groups, different organizations having a Telegram,
and there are other social media companies and organizations. So, I mean, of course, you know, Twitter is also a big corporation, but it is a competitor to Amazon, to Facebook. And there's even an alternative to Twitter called Mastodon that Free Talk Live has an account on over at toot.freetalklive.com. That's where you can follow our toots on Mastodon.
Yeah, and a whole other like group of 12 people.
No, there's actually hundreds of thousands of people on Mastodon across the world, and there are thousands of Mastodon servers because it's decentralized. So there's no one person who's in charge of every Mastodon server. It's each server has their own administrator, and each server gets to set their own rules.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in terms of reach and, like, how many people are on there, just because every time I log on to Mastodon...
You can't reach anyone on Facebook unless you pay them.
Oh, yes, yes.
So this is part of the mythology around Facebook that they smartly built for themselves, because at one time you could easily reach your friends and your followers on Facebook, and then Facebook basically pulled that feature and made it paid only, to where when you post on Facebook, some people will see it, but it'll only be a fraction of your followers. Like, a fraction of, meaning like a very small number of your followers. Not two-thirds, but like a tenth or a hundredth or something like that. So you can't really reach people on Facebook. If you give them $20... they'd be happy to show your thing to their
Which
friends.
Sort of does bring into the question, if, you know, what's the point? What's the point of having this Facebook page advertised for to get like 100,000 likes just to have like a fraction, you know? Like,
I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense. And that's one of the things. I left the Free Talk Live page behind with 90,000 likes on it. And it's still there. There are still people who are kind of taking care of it. My roommate actually is one of the people who posts to it just because it's fun, because some people see it, because the audience is large enough to where, you know, maybe a couple hundred people out of the 90,000 will see your typical post there, which is nothing, right? 200 or 300 out of 90,000 is, that's pennies.
And when I'll say another issue about these alternatives is like creating internet gulags in a way, right? Like take Gab, for instance. Right?
Okay.
Gab
is where this is the sort of right wing.
Well, it's for everyone. Well, I mean, it's most of its users are right wing. It's for anyone. So I mean,
but they have the frog in the logo, right? So like that's kind of like a hallmark. It's sort of a telltale indicator that this might be a right wing website, because for whatever reason the right wingers on the internet have adopted the frog.
Pepe the frog, yeah, which actually. I think it's trademarked or copied.
Yeah, they didn't use Pepe. They used some other frog.
It would have gotten sued. But it's like, so on Gab, it's like, and I'm sure if I spent more time on Mastodon, I'd find this is the issue on Mastodon also. It's like you have all these people who get kicked off these platforms or, you know, disgruntled with these platforms. They all agree. It becomes a total echo chamber. Right, and so no new people are getting any info, and it's just like the same people just going on the same things, and it's like it's into oblivion, right? Speaking into oblivion, and they get forgotten.
Well,
right?
All of these platforms have the echo chamber function to them. I mean, most people.
Well, not always. Back before Twitter started becoming biased in their bannings, it used to be a great place for people to have discussions, and it was like a commons, right? It was like a free speech commons of the 21st century.
Well, that's what Cantwell wants, right? He wants the government to force these companies to be a commons.
And, you know, and I will add, you know, it's like they use a real life as an example, but like in some places there are no free speech commons, like in Hanover, right? You know, there's here in Keene, there's Central Square, which is owned by the government, right? It's government.
Right.
In Hanover, maybe it's because it's a college town, it's the Green, right? And a private company, Dartmouth, owns most of the land there. So my friend Dave, who's been banned from Dartmouth property for coming out against some of her pollution practices, he's banned from all Dartmouth property.
Mm-hmm. So he can't go to the commons.
Not just the commons. He can't go like half the places in Hanover.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is, you know, I brought it up as a example of a no real life commons, but this is what happens when you give companies too much power.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I wouldn't call that giving companies power. It's just ownership of land. Don't like it, don't live there.
Yeah, but they're symbiotic with the town of Hanover, so.
Well, that is a problem.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, some of these companies, well, maybe not symbiotic. They have deep ties into the government. So I'm not saying I'm not supporting what Elizabeth Warren's saying. I'm just saying these companies don't deserve any defense or support.
We got more on the way here. Well, I still will have to support them because the government is worse. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to go to their and use Facebook's product. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Don't forget, coming up later this evening, we're going uncensored, or at least no FCC censors. They got to be careful, because Twitch does have their own censor policies, but they're not as bad as the FCC. So no FCC censorship after 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to Freer Talk Live on the Twitch platform, only on Twitch, through twitch.lrn.fm. If you're not following us on Twitch yet, then please drop by our Twitch channel and hit the follow button. You do need to have a Twitch account. That's free. And, you know, if you've got an Amazon account, you pretty much already are on Twitch. You just don't know it because Amazon owns Twitch. They bought it a few years ago.
Hey, Monopoly, Ian, it's buying up everything.
No, it's not buying up everything. There's plenty of video streaming services out there that are not run by... In fact, Amazon is a competitor to YouTube. Twitch is YouTube. I would say it's its biggest competitor right now. I don't know if there's anything else out there. Vimeo, I'm not sure what kind of market share they've got. It's
very niche for Vimeo.
Yeah, it seems like Vimeo's more of like targeted at the filmmaker world.
Well, I think, and maybe just going too far off topic, I think in some of these cases, like, you know, a free market solution to these, I guess, so-called virtual monopolies is that a lot of people are just going to stop using it. Because if it's just an echo chamber, right, everyone believes it, like, it's just all leftist echo chambers, people are going to leave because it's going to be boring, right? And you might as well just go to your library. So, like, I'm even thinking for my business leaving YouTube and going to BitChute, because BitChute, BitChute.com, it doesn't mess
around,
right?
Isn't that a crypto-based one? Isn't that, like, based on the blockchain or something?
You know, I'm unsure. I've just been liking it a lot. Like, it doesn't have a terrible user interface like Brighteon, formerly known as Real.Video. And, yeah, I mean, I've just been preferring BitChute. I just wish there's more people on there, or at least my followers. I think it would be worth Free Talk Live getting a BitChute on there.
Yeah, it's one of those sites where there's, I'm looking at their main page right now. It's one of those sites where it just infinitely scrolls. So you can't go to the bottom of the page and like try to learn more. Okay, here's a menu on the left. Never mind. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I know I've heard about this, and I'm curious to know what its blockchain, if it's related to Bitcoin. Oh, it's BitTorrent. Okay, so BitTorrent is the old file sharing system where, you know, it's sort of noteworthy because a lot of the, like the Pirate Bay and other sites like that use torrents. So this is some sort of a torrent-based thing, so meaning that each video that you upload must have to have seeds in order for it to be available. Right. Yeah, have you actually used the product, or are you just familiar with it existing?
Well, no. I don't know how the mechanics of it work. I do have quite a few videos up on there, and some of them have, you know, not, obviously not like YouTube levels of popularity, but I mean, I've
got. Do you have to run an app?
No. It's pretty easy for me. All I do is just upload
to the website.
Yep.
And then there's no app that you have to run.
No, not on my none, but I've noticed. Huh.
Yeah, that's something I'll have to learn a little bit more about. But Free Talk Live is up on, or at least Free Keen, I think, is on Library. Maybe we need to get Free Talk Live up there one of these days. Anyway, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. So the quote that you were reading from Elizabeth Warren about Facebook, Google, Amazon, she called them what kind of utilities? They're going to make a new class. She's got
platform
some
platform utilities.
Platform utilities. It was over $25 billion in revenue, if I recall correctly.
Global revenue. So now all these companies are going to try to figure out a way to hide their money in space.
Well, or they could just have subsidiaries or whatever that aren't the same company, but they're basically the company, kind of like how companies can have these different sub-companies.
Oh, shell companies. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not Google. It's not Google. It's Google France. That's a different company. It's got a different LLC or a different name to it.
Or they just divert all of their revenue. I don't know. Or maybe it's profits. You know, they divert all of their revenue into, like, stock buyback, just inflating the price of their stock. If anything passes, there's going to be ways for like the top 1% of the 1% of these CEOs and companies
to get around it.
Yeah, it's always the little people who have to deal with the taxes, right? The people who matter, the big people, they're always in the back room somewhere cutting deals, and they make off like bandits.
Well, right, and of course, like you said, these companies have major connections to the government. They're not going to do anything to upset them too much.
I mean,
this is just tough talk. This is just political, talk for the purpose of campaigning. That's all this is.
It could be, or I think like one way that it could work out to Amazon's and or all these companies in the government's favor is, and there's some talk of it's like, the days of the internet being the Wild West are over, right? With ICANN and everything. So one theory is that soon the internet is just, it's going to be like cable, right? There's going to be a few thousand websites you could visit, Netflix, YouTube, all those, and everything else is just tightly controlled and regulated. So
I don't agree with that. That's paranoid.
People would have said 100 years ago, like, oh, there's not going to be a perpetual income tax. You're being paranoid. Oh, there's not going to be cameras everywhere and smart TVs listening to you. You're paranoid, but it could happen. So I'm just saying this is something that could happen. So with the whole platform utility thing, they could say, oh, well, yeah, you have free speech. You have all these different companies, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and it's all protected, and it's obviously not going to be protected. It's going to be a gigantic screw job. So I think that might be one angle that they might be trying to play at, but, on their own, we don't know.
Tell me more about what she has to say, or whatever.
Warren pointed to Amazon's operation of its marketplace and its sale of Amazon, quote, basics, as an example of a violation of a proposed legislation. She also said that Google's...
What? Amazon's basics violate her proposed legislation?
Operation of its marketplace and its sale of Amazon, quote, basics. Oh,
I'd like to know more. I mean, I'm not saying you would know this, but I'd love to have her explain how it is that Amazon's selling what is essentially a generic brand, private label product. So, like, in my drawer over here, there's batteries from Amazon. They're the Amazon, I think Basics is what the...
Yeah, the charger. I just pulled it up. Amazon Basics, we sell batteries, office accessories, kitchen and dining, pretty much anything you could think of.
Yeah, it's just they're... It's essentially like, when you go to Sam's Club or you go to Walmart, they've got great value. So, like, these different stores have what are called private labels. They are essentially products that in a lot of cases, mimic or are made to the specs of name brand products, but they ultimately cost a lot less because these companies don't have the distribution. You know, they've already got the distribution systems in place, and they don't have to spend money to advertise their own products because they're right there on their own website.
And it's it always comes up at the top of a result.
Sure. Yeah, and they're cheaper. And from what I can tell, the batteries seem to, like they're just as good as Duracell.
So she continues, it's not just Amazon she's talking about here. She also said that Google's various businesses would need to be, so they can't create a bunch of subsidiaries or shell companies.
Would need to what?
Would need to be separated, including its ad exchange and its search engine. Warren also said that she would be looking to federal...
I'm not sure what that's going to accomplish.
It's... she hasn't thought about it that
much. Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about,
this
probably.
This is like Green New Deal levels of speculation. Yeah. Although it's obviously more feasible to implement than Green New Deal. Warren also said that she would be looking to federal regulators to undo some recent mergers, including Amazon's ownership of a grocer, Whole Foods, and e-commerce website.
She wants to undo that. She wants to force Amazon to sell Whole Foods.
Yeah, man, this is getting pretty
it's central planning is what this is. She believes she knows what's best. She believes her version of the marketplace is the one that would work the best, which is, you know, total hubris on her part.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it's like in Atlas Shrugged when the government just takes control of all the businesses and starts making business decisions and everything.
Mm-hmm. And making poor business decisions. If you want to see what this is like, look down in Venezuela, because the government there has taken over hundreds of businesses over the last two decades and run them into the ground. At least that's the report. Those are the claims. Now, of course, we never really know what is and isn't true over there.
Or propaganda, yeah. Facebook's ownership of WhatsApp and Instagram, and Google's ownership of the navigation app Waze and home device company Nest.
Break them up! Break them all up!
Unwinding these mergers will promote healthy competition in the market, which will put pressure on big tech companies to be more responsive to their user concerns, including about privacy, she wrote. Facebook,
right,
and
Amazon. Because remember, you always want to look to the government for expertise on privacy.
Exactly. Facebook and Amazon declined to comment on Warren's plan. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Lufer Lowe...
So what are they going to say? I mean, laughing at her wouldn't probably be an appropriate response.
Well, they're probably like madly dialing the phone of all of her lobbyists, telling them to do something. Lufer Lowe, Senior Vice President of Government Relations at Yelp, which has repeatedly claimed that Google uses its search engine to scuttle competitors, said Warren's plan was, quote, refreshing and ambitious.
Competition. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Over in the UK, Facebook has been labeled as digital gangsters by government people there. You got comments? You can share them here. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.